Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Yud Beis, Freilich and Shushan Purim. This is, I would have to say, one of the more difficult days of the year to give the daf Yomi Shir, perhaps because it's so difficult to prepare on Purim. Baruch Hashem, so many people coming the whole day, and it's even more difficult to prepare on the morning after Purim. But the daf Yomi doesn't take a break, so we keep on going. I mentioned on Shabbos that I was looking for tshuvas that Rav Moshe Feinstein had written on topics related to Purim, so I did a Bar Ilan search on Purim in Igros Moshe, and there were 98 hits on the word Purim. So I thought, wow, he has so many tshuvas on Purim. And as I looked through it, I realized that most of those hits were from the time that he dated the tshuva, that he dated the tshuvas that he was writing Purim. He wrote so many tshuvas on Purim, so if Moshe had time to write tshuvas, and he was probably a pretty busy guy, a lot of people, I'm sure, gave him Shalach Manas too. So we have time to learn on Purim, certainly on Shushan Purim, so we'll give it our best shot. But I apologize if it's not as prepared as usual. It's somewhat difficult daf. So with this Mishnah, we come back into the world of Pigel. We've discussed so much Pigel, so many Pigel-related issues in Maseches Zvachim. So again, this Mishnah also has an exact parallel in Maseches Zvachim. But just to go over some Yesodos in order to be able to understand this Mishnah well, someone who has a Machshavas Pigel is in violation of a Lo Saseid. Pasuk says, Lo Yechashev, you're not allowed to have a Machshavas Pigel. There happens to be Machlokas Rishonim, whether this type of Machshavas, Machshava that you need to be Motzi Mipiv, or even in your head alone, that counts as a Machsheves Pigel. But one way or another, a person is in violation of a Lo Saseh. However, you don't get Malkus for Machsheves Pigel, because L'chora, it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do get Malkus on a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, will hold you get Malkus on Machsheves Pigel as well. But Pashtos, that we hold that you don't get Malkus on a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, a person wouldn't get Malkus on a Machsheves Pigel either. There is a major discussion in the Achronim, why don't we consider Machsheves Pigel to be a Lav She'esh Bo Maisa? Because through the Machshava, the carbon becomes Nifsal. There's a sugya in Temura and where the Gemara says that even though Tmura is accomplished completely through one's Dibor alone, but since Al Yedei his Dibor is Avid Maisa, a Maisa happens by Koach of his Dibor, so therefore it's considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, and he got Malkus. So the Achronim have a major discussion, what about Machsheves Pigel? Why don't you say the same thing by Machsheves Pigel, that since Al Yedei a Maisa, the carbon becomes Nifsal, therefore maybe it should be considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. But whatever the reason is, we do not consider it a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. We consider it a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Sorry, is there a way to make this not blow straight down?
Yeah, there is. Well, when it gets to the desired temperature, it's supposed to shift up, and I'll do it now.
Thank you, I appreciate it. When it comes to Machsheves Pigel, only... Thank you, that's huge help. Yes, Shkayach. When it comes to Machsheves Pigel, only someone who is doing the Avoda has the ability to create a Machsheves Pigel. But the Bala Korban does not have the ability to create a Machsheves Pigel, meaning if I bring Korban and Kohen is obviously doing all the Avoda for me, so the Kohen can affect Machsheves Pigel. I cannot affect Machsheves Pigel. Nevertheless, there is one sheet, Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi says, Shamati Shabailim Mefaglin, that I heard that the Bailim can also be Mefagel. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam Suli HaMikdash in Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph paskins that no, only the one who's doing the Avoda could be Mefagel Karban. Machsheves Pigel can only be effective, and this is critical, during one of the Dalet Avodos that are Ma'akev the Kapara. So by a Zevach, the Dalet Avodos are Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Only Machsheves Pigel during one of those Avodos is going to affect the Karban. By a Mincha, the Dalet Avodos are Kmitza, Kiddush Komet, when you put the Kmitza into the Kli Shareis, Halachas HaKometz, and Haktaras HaKometz. Those are the Dalet Avodos. Those are the Dalet Avodos that during which Machsheves Pigel can happen. Now in Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel, there's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that Machshava is ineffective during the Halacha, because you could be Mevatel the Halacha, because you could Shecht right next to the Mizbeach and be Zareg. So by Zvicha at least, he holds that there is no Machsheves Pigel by the Halacha, but typically we assume that during any of the Dalet Avodos of the Zevach, including Halacha, or the Dalet Avodos by a Mincha, Simcha, Machshava's Pigel is effective. Machshava has to be a Machshava about Achila, whether it be Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. Remember, we kept on saying that in Zvachim, that Achila is not only defined as a human being consuming through his mouth, but it's also the Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach consumes something, that's also called Achila. Achila is always defined as a Kezayis, so therefore, in order for Machshavas Pigel to be a bona fide Machshavas Pigel, it needs to be an Achilas Kezayis, and even if it's Achilas Mizbeach. Achilas Mizbeach also has to be a Kezayis. You might think, for a human being, it has to be a Kezayis, but for the Mizbeach, what difference does it make, Kezayis, not a Kezayis? No, since it's called Achila, we define Achila the same way for Mizbeach and for a person. If a person has a Machshava to eat the Emurim, or the Kometz that is supposed to be Niktar, anything that's supposed to be burnt, or he has a machshava to be maktir, that which is supposed to be eaten by a person, so that's a machshava shelo kedarka, that's a machlokas tanaim. We're going to have a machlokas tanaim later on, whether that's called a machshavas pigel. Generally, machshavos come in one of two forms. We discuss machshavos of chutz l'zmano, and machshavos of chutz l'makomo. Machshavos chutz l'zmano is what causes a karban to become pigel. If a person eats a kezayis from a karban, that he had a machshava chutz l'zmano on during one of the dalet avodos of that karban, he's going to be chayiv kares. That pigel, he's chayiv kares for it. But machshava chutz l'makomo does not create pigel, it only passels the karban. So if a person eats from a karban that during one of the dalet avodos he had a machshava chutz l'makomo on, so then he's not going to be chayiv kares, it is not considered to be pigel. So with that background, let's now learn our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, HaKometzes HaMincha Lechol Shireh B'chutz. If a person does kmitza on a karban mincha, so it's one of the dalet avodos, with the intention to eat the shiarei mincha b'chutz, which is chutz l'makomo, obviously, is not a machsheves pigel. Ol kezayis mishireh b'chutz. Even if he doesn't want to eat all of the shirayim b'chutz, he only has intention to eat a kezayis of the shirayim b'chutz. L'haktir kumtzu b'chutz. Ol kezayis kumtzu b'chutz. He has intention to be makdir the kometz b'chutz, or to be makdir a kezayis of the kometz b'chutz. Ol l'haktir levonasa b'chutz. Or he has a kavana to be makdir the levona outside. So again, all of this is not machsheves pigel, and therefore pasul ve'in bo kares. That's why it's going to be pasul, but there's not going to be any chiyuv kares for any of this. So Rashi says, why doesn't it say by levona? It says Allah haktu levona b'chutz, right? So Rashi over here in Dibra Maschil Pasul asks the question that by levona it doesn't say anything about kezayis like it did by haktaras emurim by machshavas achili shiari amincha. So he says that the Tana of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that levona is kasher even if you only have left karet echad bilvad. Remember, we had three shitos in the Gemara about how much needs to be left at the shas haktara in order for it to be a kasher levona. Do you still need the original full kometz? So he's assuming like Rabbi Shimon that all you need is karet echad, and therefore you don't need to be mechasheva and a kezayis of it. However, the sheet of the Rambam is that machsheves pigel is tully in the hechsher of the hakrava. That machsheves pigel is not tully in the hechsher of the hakrava. So that answer of Rashi wouldn't suffice, even if the hechsher haktaras levona is only two kratin, let's say. The machsheves pigel, it would have to be on a kezayis min alavona. So according to the Rambam, the question still stands: why doesn't it say a kezayis of the lavona? It just says a lavona. But anyway, that's the point Rashi makes. It's just an obvious diuk you have to make when you read the Mishnah. It doesn't mention kezayis when it talks about lavona. So Rashi deals with that. Now, if your kavana was lechol shireh lemachar o kezayis mishireh lemachar, if your kavana was to eat the shiarei mincha chutz l'zmano the next day, or kezayis of the shirayim chutz l'zmano, lahaktir kumtza l'machar, kezayis mekumtza l'machar, to do the haktara, another one of the dalet avodos, chutz l'zmano, or kezayis of the kometz, chutz l'zmano, o lahaktir levona l'machar, or to burn the levona, chutz l'zmano. So in all of those cases, pigel, the chayav nalav kares. It's pigel, and therefore you are chayav kares for it, because those are bona fide machshavos chutz l'zmano during the dalet avodos. And if you eat from those shiari mincha, that's when you're going to be chayav Kares. Zaklal. The rule is as follows. Kol hakometz onosim bekli hamolif hamaktir. If you do any of those dalar avodos to be kometz to nosim bekli is the kiddush kometz. It's putting it in a kli shares or hamolif, which is the third of the avodos, or hamaktir, right? You bringing it to the mizbech or burning it on the mizbech. Lechol dover shedarko lechol ulahaktir dover shedarko lahaktir chutz lemakomo pasul ve'in bo kares chutz lezmano. Pigel v'chayav and alav kares ubelvad sheyakrav hamatir k'mitzvaso. So what does that mean? If you do any of those dalar avodos, having in mind to eat that which is normally eaten or to burn that which is normally burnt, if the machshava is chutz l'mekomo, it's going to be pasul. You're not going to be chayav kares. If the machshava is chutz l'zmano, it's going to be pigel. You are going to be chayav kares. However, the rule is that it has to be. Can only become pigel if everything else is in check. If the only problem was a chutz l'zmano machshava, but if you had other problems besides for machshavas chutz l'zmano, then it's not going to be pigel. As Rashi says, "Bavachei karav amatir kumitzvaso kilu hayakasher shelo yehi shum psul ella hapigel." The only psul can be the pigel itself. Avol miyeshum psul acher sulo pigel pagil ve'in bo kares. If there's any other sort of psul, ironically, you would think the more psulim there are, the worse it is. But no, if there's any other sort of psul involved, that takes away the ability for it to become pigel. Pigel only happens against a perfect backdrop. Pigel doesn't happen when there are other problems involved as well. So that is the mission. Now that is the halacha of the mission. Now the mission just gives examples. What do I mean by karav amatir kemitzvaso, says the Mishnah? So ketzad karav amatir kemitzvaso. What does it mean to be karav amatir kemitzvaso? So let's see. Kamatz pishtika. Let's say you did the kemitzah without having any bad machshavos. Nasa mekliva holich vehiktir chutzlzmano. But then you did the kiddush komet halacha and haktara chutzlzmano. Or Osha Kamatz Chutz L'zmano, or maybe you just did the Kemitza with the Machshava of Chutz L'zmano, and Nasa Mekli V'Holich V'Hiktir B'Shtika, you did everything else without any bad Machshavas at all. Osha Kamatz V'Nasa Mekli V'Holich V'Hiktir Chutz L'zmano, or maybe you did the first three Avodos, Shekamatz V'Nasa Mekli, you did all four Avodos with the Machshava of Chutz L'zmano. Doesn't matter how many of the Avodos had a Machshava of Chutz L'zmano, Zeu Shekarav Amatir K'mitzvaso. That is called karav amatir kemitzvaso, because karav amatir kemitzvaso means the only problem was a machshava chutz l'zmano. It doesn't say you only had that machshava once during one of the avodos. No, you could have it during one, two, three, four of the avodos. Doesn't make a difference. But as long as the only problem was a machshava of chutz l'zmano, that's going to be pigel. Ketzad lo karav amatir kemitzvaso. What's a case where it's not karav amatir kemitzvaso, where you have problems other than just chutz l'zmano? So kamatz chutz l'mekomo. You do the kemitzah right off the bat with the machshava. Chutz l'mekomo, not a chutz l'zmano machshava, and then nasa mekli v'holich v'iktir chutz l'zmano. You do the other three avodos with the machshava chutz l'zmano. Oh, shekamas chutz l'zmano, or maybe you even did the kemitza with the machshava chutz l'zmano. But then nasa mekli v'holich v'iktir chutz l'mekomo. You were nasa mekli halach or hiktir in this case. Now each of the times we use the vav in the Mishnah, it has been and, right? It could be even and. Over here, it's or. You don't need that holach that nasa mekli holach and hiktir chutz l'mekomo in order for it to be lo karav amatir kemitzvaso. It's any of those things chutz l'mekomo. It's already going to be lo karav amatir kemitzvaso. Oh, another example: shekamatz nasa mekli v'holach v'hiktir chutz l'mekomo. You do everything chutz l'mekomo, the machshava of chutz l'mekomo, zeu shelo karav amatir kemitzvaso. That is an example of something that's lo karav amatir kemitzvaso. But by a karba mincha, we have, if you recall, in the first Mishnah, we said that there are other ways to ruin a Karban Mincha, besides to make a Karban Mincha pasul, other than just having Machshava, Chutz L'zmano, or Chutz L'mekomo. The very first Mishnah said that in general, by most Menachos, if you have Machshava, Shelo L'shma, so then it's going to be kosher, it's just not going to be Ol L'bailim Shem Chova, but there are two exceptions. The Minchas Chote and the Minchas Knaos, Machshava, Shelo L'shma is going to pasul the Karban. So just as Machshava, Chutz L'mekomo, pasels of carbon, a machshava shelo lishma on the minchas chote, and the minchas knaos is going to pasel the carbon. Memela, what's that going to tell you? That if you have a machshava chutz l'zmano during one of the avodos, and a machshava shelo lishma during any of the other avodos by the Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenos, that's also lo karva matir kumitzvaso. So the Mishnah spells that out. Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenos, shekamtsan shelo lishman, v'nasan b'kli v'holach v'yikter chutzel zmano. If let's say you do the kumitza shelo lishma on those two menachos, and then you do the other avodos with the machshava of chutzel zmano, oh, shekamatz chutzel zmano, nasan b'kli v'holach v'yikter shelo lishman, or you did the kumitza chutzel zmano, and you did one of the other avodos shelo lishma. Over here also, the vavs are not an and, it's an or. And you do the nasan b'kli or holich or hikdir shelo lishma, any one of the other avodos shelo lishma. Osha kamatz v'nasan b'kli v'holich v'hikdir shelo lishma. Or maybe you do everything shelo lishma. Zeu shelo karva matir k'mitzvaso. That's called that it's not karva matir k'mitzvaso, because you did something else to passel the karban during the Dalet Avodos, other than just the Machsheves Pigel. So that's the that's the definition of lo karva matir k'mitzvaso. Lechol kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar, kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz. If you have a machshava to eat a kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar, I mean you have a machshava of chutz l'mekomo, chutz l'zmano, or machshava chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mekomo, or kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'machar. You have a machshava to have a half a kazayis chutz l'mekomo, a half a kazayis chutz l'zmano, chazi zayis l'machar, chazi zayis b'chutz, or vice versa. Possible then bokaris. In all those situations, it's going to be possible, but you're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv kares, because if it, in the situation where it's a kazayis of each, so you have it's lo karva matir k'mitzvaso, you had a machshava of chutz l'mekomo and a kazayis, that's all you need. Machshava chutz l'mekomo and achila of a kazayis. By the case of the chatzi zayis, in order for shir, in order to be mefagel, you need a shir kazayis in order to be mefagel. You have to have the machsheves pigel on a shir. So anyway, you don't get off the ground in the case of a chatzi zayis for chatzi zayis. Aye, why is it pasul? Don't you need a shir to pasul? So for that, pigel and machsheves pasul could be mitzdarif, because pigel is pasul plus. Right, it's not only pasul, it's also pigel. But if you have a machshava chutz l'mekomo on a chatzi zayis and chutz l'zmano on a chatzi zayis, that is mitzarif to create psul. It's not going to create pigel, obviously, but it's mitzarif to create psul. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, zeh klal. Im machshavas, so Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with everything we said until this point. So Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. The rule is as follows. Im machshavas hazman kadman l'machshavas hamakom pigel v'chayav nov karis. If the machshava chutz l'zmano precedes machshava chutz l'mekomo, then it's going to be pigel, even if during one of the later avodos you have machshava chutz l'mekomo. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this whole concept of karva matir k'mitzvaso. Rabbi Yehuda would say once you have a machshava's pigel first, so the pigel is grandfathered in. That's what happened. The pigel is already, it's chalosh shem pigel right then and there. You don't need to be makrav matir k'mitzvaso. We don't care what happens afterwards. But in machshavas hamakom kadmel machshavas hazman. But if machshavah chutz l'mekomo happens first, then pasul vein bokares. Then it's going to be pasul machshavas pigel can't be chal when it's already pasul. So Rabbi Yehuda says we always go with what happens first, with which wrong machshava happens first. Machshava chutz l'zmano happens first. That's pigel. Machshava chutz l'mekomo happens first. That is pasul, and mechamar zevze pasul veimbo karis. In neither of those cases, it's not karva matir k'mitzvaso. So the chamar going to say in neither one of those cases, pasul veimbo karis. Okay, several words of introduction in order to understand this sugya. I'm still not sure if I understand it, even with these words of introduction. But without it, it's going to be extremely difficult. The zrikas hadam is the last avoda of the dalet avodos that you do on a zevach, on a karban, and the zrikas hadam accomplishes the following: it's mechaper and it's meratze for the person who brought the karban. So let's say a person brings a karban chatas, and for something that he would be chayev kares on, or a karban ola, which is mechaper on a mitzvah saseh, on failure to do a mitzvah saseh. So ki adam hu benefesh yichaper, it's by the zrikas adam that kapara that he's hoping for, that he's looking to achieve, that's when it happens. It happens at the zrikas adam. Zrikas adam does something else though also. It's not only mechaper, it's also matir the basar la'achila. So by kache kachim, it's matir the kohanim to eat the basar. By kache kalim, it's matir even for achilas Yisrael. Because the pasuk says, v'damz v'chech yishafeich v'abasar tochal. That when you do these shvicha, when you do the pouring of the blood, the zrikas adam, that's when the basar can be eaten. So we find that there is a zrika that's mechaper. So again, typically zrika does two things. It's mechaper and it's matir basar v'achila. Sometimes you could have a zrika that's mechaper but is unable to be matir basar v'achila. For instance, a zrika shalo b'mekoma. It's enough to be mechaper, not enough to be matir the basar v'achila. We never find a zrika that's not mechaper that is matir the basar v'achila. The Gemara says mi ika zrika de lo mechaperes v'sharya basar v'achila. So that never happens. That's a Gemara in Zvachim, that it never happens that a zrika is going to be matir the basar v'achila without being mechaper, but vice versa you do have. Now there are other halachas, however, that are also tali in zrika sadam, specifically mi'ila and pigel. Basar of kachim kachim are subject to mi'ila from the moment you're makdish it until the zrikas adam. Once you do the zrikas adam, it's not only matir the basar b'achila, but the basar is no longer going to be subject to mi'ila. So also, when it comes to pigel, if you have a machsheves pigel on a shchit during the shchita or during any of the other avodos, that chalos shame pigel doesn't happen to be chayiv kares for eating it unless you do zrikas adam, which means as follows: I do shchita with the machsheva chutzles mano, and then before I do the zrikas adam, I eat a kazayis of that karban, I'm not chayiv kares. It wasn't pigel yet. The zrikas adam is what seals its shame pigel, so it finalizes the shame pigel. That's what the Mishnah says, ublvachi yakrav amatir kimitzvaso, that the shame pigel is only sealed when everything else is done. If not everything else is done yet, then it doesn't have a shame pigel. So based on all that, zrikas adam is the mechaper, it's also matir the basar b'achila, so now we have room for a suffix. In order for the zrika to be koveya the shame pigel, do we need to have a zrika that's mechaper, or is it good enough? Is it good enough to have a zrika that's mechaper, or do you even need a zrika that's matir the basar b'achila? Let's say you managed to do a zrika that's only good enough to be mechaper, but not good enough to be matir. Is it good enough to create the shame pigel? Similarly, you could have a suffix. In order for a zrika to be motzi midei mi'ila, a zrika on kachim kachim, to take away the isra mi'ila, what kind of zrika do you need? Do you need zrika in its highest form that's both mechaper and matir basar b'achila? Or is even just a zrika that's going to be mechaper but not matir the basar b'achila, is that going to be good enough to take away the isra of mi'ila? That is the issue. The Gemara is going to discuss that issue. Now, another important point. Basar kachim that goes chutzle mechitzaso. Chutzle mechitzaso means different things for different types of kachim. For kachim kachim, it means that the basar goes outside of the kla'im in the Mishkan, or in the Migdash outside of the Azara, which is the Machna Shechina. By kachim kalim, it's in the Machna Yisrael, which is the Mishkan, or in the parallel in the Beis Migdash, which is outside of Yerushalayim. But any basar kachim that goes outside of its mechitza before zrikas adam, there is a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, what the halach is. Rabbi Elazar holds ein zrika mo elas liyotze. Zrika is ineffective on something that's already been yotze. Rabbi Akiva holds zrika mo elas liyotze. Zrika is effective on something that is yotze. So there is the Mishnah in Mi'ilan, Davav and Beis, is clear that the nafkamina is in regards to Mi'ila. They're arguing in the world of Mi'ila. The Rabbi Elazar holds ein zrika mo elas liyotze, if it's basar kachim kachim, if the meat that we're talking about is kachim kachim, the basar that's yotze is not going to leave the status of Mi'ila with the zrika sadam like all kachim kachim normally would. And if a person gets hana from that basar, he's going to be chayiv for being moel behegdish. He's going to be chayiv a carbon Mi'ila, Karen v'chomesh, being mol behagdish, because the zrika you do on basa that was yotzei chutz mechitzaso is invalid. It doesn't take away the mi'ila status. Rabbi Kiva holds zrika moelis liyotzei, and therefore it will take away the mi'ila status. So the chora nafkamina is between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva would also be in regards to a chiyuv of kares on eating pigel, noser, and tamei. on eating pigal nosra and tamei, where the chiyuv is only going to be chal if you eat it after the zrikas hadam. According to Rabbi Lazar, you hold that a machshavas, if you have a machshavas pigal on a karban, and then the basar is yotze. So if you eat the basar that's yotze, you're not going to have kares for pigal because the basar was yotze. So the zrika is not going to be effective on that basar. So like we said, you can only the zrika is only effective you're only chayiv pigal rather on something that had a zrika. But if the zrika was ineffective, so you're not going to be chayiv kares. Same would be true if you have nosar that let's say or your tummy when you eat it, you're not going to be chayiv kares for any of those things because they didn't have a proper zrika. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that zrika is moel biyotze, so the zrika is able to be koveya the basa that was yotze in pigel, and it's able to give an onesh kares to someone who eats it, and also nosar rochel betuma, you're going to be chayiv kares because that zrika is going to be a legitimate zrika. There is a suffix, the Briska Rav has a chakira that according to Rabbi Akiva, that zrika is moel yotze. What does that mean exactly? Does it mean that the zrika is moel yotzei even to be matir ba'achila, and the only reason it actually remains asr ba'achila is not because is only because of the psul yotzei, but it's not because of a lack of zrika, because all the psul yamakdashin obviously have a psul yotzei. If you eat them, all the psul yamakdashin, you violate a lav for eating them. So this had as a psul yotzei, it's its own psul. Or maybe even Rabbi Akiva holds that the zrika is moel yotze. It's not moel to be matir ba'achila. So zrika moel yotze just means that the kapara is going to be chal. Remember, zrika plays two roles. It's a mechaper and it's a matir. So it's a matir basal achila. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva holds zrika moel yotze. Zrika is only moel in order to be mechaper, but it's not going to be moel in order to be matir ba'achila. That's the suffix of the Briska Rav. He thinks it's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. We really don't have time to get into it now. So now let's see the Gemara. Ibayilu the divrei haomer shirayim shechasu ben kmitza la'aktara maktir kometz aleihen. According to the shita that we had previously in this masechta, that shirayim that were missing something that became chaser in between the kmitza and naktara, you're still allowed to go ahead and be maktir the kometz. The kaimelon the osa, and just keep in mind the parallel to zrika on the in the zvachim world is haktaras hakometz in the menachos world. Right, that's what we have to do. There are four avodos, that's the final one. So let's, according to the Shita, that says that you're allowed to be makter the kometz on a mincha that became chaser in between the kemitza and the aktara, the kaimelon da'osun shirayim asurim ba'achila, and we paskin that those shirayim are still going to be asur to eat, even though you're makter the kometz for them. So why are you makter the kometz? Because it's a mechaper. It's not matir ba'achila. Again, haktaras kometz, like zrika, accomplishes two things, the mechaper and matir ba'achila. So over here, it's not going to be matir ba'achila. You still do it for the mechaper. What about being koveya the shame pigle? What about taking away the isur mi'ila from kachikachim? So what's the status of that? Does the haktaras hakometz work for that? So Rafuna, I feel the Rabbi Akiva. Now you see why all the background comes into play. So Rav Huna says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who the Amar Zrika Moelis Liotze, who holds that Zrika is going to be effective for something that's Yotze, Hanimi Liotze di Ise Beine. Maybe that's Yotze because that's only by Yotze because it's at least still intact. Upasul Machmas Davar Acharhu, and whatever psul it has is because of some external factor, namely that it's been brought outside of its mechitza. Avul Chisaron the psul du Gufehu Lomahani Lehaktara. But by Chisaron, where it's lacking from the actual carbon itself, where it's a psul aguf, the mincha is actually lacking something. So then maybe Rabbi Akiva will be moda that the haktara is not going to be effective, even though he holds a zrika is effective on a yotze, but it doesn't mean a zrika or the mincha parallel to a zrika, the haktara is going to be effective on something that's nechsar, because it's nechsar means that there's something fundamentally wrong with the karban. So Rava says, no, I could argue the exact opposite. Adarabba, I would tell you, afilu the Rabbi Lazar, even according to Rabbi Lazar, domrein zrika moel to the yotze, who holds that zrika is not moel on a yotze, I'll tell you Zrika will be Moel, or Haktaris HaKometz will be Moel on something that's Chaser, and Shirayim that are Chaser. Hani Mili Yotze, Dilese Bifnin. That's Yotze, that's only by Yotze that the Zrika is not going to help, because there's nothing inside for the Zrika to work on. Aval Chisaron, Diise Bifnin. But by Chisaron, where the whole problem happened Bifnin, so Mahani Le Haktar, maybe the Haktara is going to work. So Rava holds Bein L'Rabbi Akiva, Bein L'Rabbi Lazar, when you do a Haktara, Haktaras HaKometz on Shiarei HaMincha that became Chaser, it is going to be enough to take away the shame Mi'ila from the Karban, right? And if it's enough to take away the shame Mi'ila from the Karban, it's also going to be enough to be Koveya the shame Pigel. So I guess the way to summarize it is that Zrika / Haktaras HaKometz really accomplishes, we kept saying two things, but it really accomplishes four things. What it does is it's Mechaper, it's Matir Ba'achila, and those are two extremes. Those are usually black and white. And then the middle cases that we have sveikos about, but that go together, that seem to come together as a unit, is that the zrika / haktaras hakometz is koveya the shem pigul, and it's motzi midei mi'ila. So we know by the haktaras hakometz on a kmitza that's chaser, according to one day at least, that you're able to be maktir the kometz, it's able to be mechaper, and we know that it's not maktir the shirayim ba'achila. What about taking away the Shem Mi'ila? What about being Koveya the Shem Pigel? So that we have Machlokas, Rav Huna, and Rava. Rav Huna says that no matter what you say about a Yotzei, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Zrika works on a Yotzei, Zrika does not work to take away the Mi'ila or to be Koveya the Shem Pigel on a Mincha that became Nechsar. And Rava holds, according to everybody, even according to Blazar, it does work. Sama Rava, Mina Amin Allah. Rava says, where do I get my idea from that Zrika is going to work to take away the Mi'ila and to be Koveya the Shem Pigel? Titnan, we have a Mishnah. Hakomitz esamincha lechel shirei b'chutz, o kezayis mishirei b'chutz. Our Mishnah says, person does kmitz on a carbon mincha to eat the shirayim b'chutz, or a kezayis of the shirayim b'chutz. V'tani Rabbi Chia, and the way Rabbi Chia taught the same halachos as our Mishnah, the way he phrased it is, hakomitz esamincha, v'lo tani o kezayis. He just said you do kmitz on a mincha in order to eat the shirayim b'chutz. Never said anything about eating a kezayis of the shirayim b'chutz. My time of Lotani o kezayis. Why didn't? Now we're assuming Rabbi Chiyah doesn't disagree with the Mishnah. So why didn't he say o kezayis? Lav kigon shechasru shirayim v'kamaluhu a kezayis. Because wouldn't that imply that the shirayim were chaser in some way, and they only have a kezayis left? V'kivon de b'matan kli. Bihiluch uba haktara lo masnilei, and since by matan kli and by hiluch and by haktara, by the other three avodos, it doesn't lo masnilei o kezayis. It doesn't say o kezayis ashirayim bekmitza nami lechol shirayim lo tani o kezayis. So by the shirayim of the kmitza also, it's not going to say o kezayis. To eat the shirayim, right? When you have a machshava to eat the shirayim, it's not going to say o kezayis. V'katani seifa, and yet it says in the seifa, pigel v'chayev nalav kares, that it's still going to be pigel and you're going to be chayev kares on it. Alma mahani lehu aktara. Bottom line is, there are technical reasons why we don't say o kezayis for parallel sake, but the bottom line is that the haktara is going to work even though you're dealing with a shirayim that became chaser and has only a kezayis left. So you see that the haktara is going to work for what? To be koveya the shem pigel. So we had a safek, is the haktara going to work to be koveya the shem pigel and to take away the shem mi'ila? So yeah, it's almost explicit in our Mishnah when you're medayik enough in the Mishnah. That is Rava's raya. So I'm like, Abaye, lo, hamani Reb Lazar hi? No, that's not a raya at all. Maybe our Mishnah is similar like Reb Lazar. Ditnan hakometz valvonov haktaras. Minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nesachim. What do all those things have in common? We just gave a lengthy list. All of those things have in common that you're makter them entirely. You burn it all. So sheikrav me'achas me'an kezayis b'chutz. If you makrav a kezayis of one of them b'chutz, chayiv, so you're going to be chayiv. Reb Lazar poter ad sheyakrav es kulo. Reb Lazar says you're going to be poter until you makrav in its entirety b'chutz. Kivin the b'akataras kmitza lo masin lay okazayis mikom to b'chutz okazayis mikom to b'chutz b'shirayim nami lo masin lay okazayis. Since by the akataras kmitza it can't say okazayis according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the akatara has to be not just the kazayis, it has to be in its entirety. So that's why it doesn't say okazayis, and therefore Rava, your entire diuk of why it doesn't say okazayis for parallel sake, that's not really true. The diuk is incorrect. We're assuming like Rabbi Eliezer. Frek the Gemara, I Rabbi Eliezer, hay lahaktir komtza. If the Mishnah were in fact assuming like Rabbi Eliezer, it shouldn't say that you're intending to be makdir the kometz. It should say you're intending to be makdir the kometz and the lavona. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says hakometz v'alavona sheker v'sechem mehen b'chutz chayiv. If you are makriv either the kometz or the lavona b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Elazar poter achi yakriv es shneyan. Rabbi Elazar says you're going to be poter unless you're makriv both the kometz and the lavona. That's when you're going to be chayiv for being makdir than b'chutz. So bottom line is, if our mission were assuming like Rabbi Elazar, why does it talk about being makdir the kometz b'chutz? According to Rabbi Elazar, being makdir the kometz alone b'chutz is worthless. It should be talking about makdir the kometz and the lavona. So says Gemara, lo nitzrucha el kometz to minchas chotei. Now, easy way out. Our mission might be assuming, might be talking about the kometz of the Minchas Chotei. Remember, the Minchas Chotei doesn't have Lavona. Rabbi Shimon wished it did. He wished it had Lavona and Shemen to cost him money that seems to come up in every single daf so far. That he wished it would cost the guy a little extra money. Shaloi Echotei Niskar. But what can we do? We don't want him to have a Mudur Karban. So the Minchas Chotei doesn't have a Lavona. That's why he talks about just the kometz. Says the Gemara, come on, you're going to make such an ukimta? I don't know why the Gemara is troubled by this ukimta more than like every other ukimta in Shas. But the Gemara says, "V'ich b'tana lashmina kometz minchas chotei." Is that shaykh that our mission is talking about dafka minchas chotei? Says Gemara, "In, yeah, that's exactly what it's talking about." V'chein kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Blazer kometz minchas chotei who Rav Blazer he, and that's in fact exactly how other Amorim explain that we're talking about the kometz of minchas chotei, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rav Blazer. So absolutely, you could be talking about the kometz minchas chotei. Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava later said, after presenting his whole shita about how Rava presented his whole shita about the haktara, why am I drawing a blank over here, that even according to Rabbi Elazar that Zrika is not moil for a yotzei, that the haktara will be moil for a mincha that became chaser. So then Rava says, you know what, I changed my mind. Hadarama Rava, so Rava then came back. Hadarama Rava, lav milsi da amri. Now what I said previously, you could ignore. Ditanya, kodesh kadashim hu, shim nifrasa achas ven, chalosa kulan psulos. That if one of them breaks, if one of the lechem upon him breaks, all of them are pasul. Hayatzis, what does that imply? That if one of the lechem upon him is yotze, hani dika gavayik sheros, that implies that the rest are still going to be kosher. So man shamalei dam zrika moelos the yotze. Who's the author of that? Who holds that zrika works for yotze? Rabbi Akiva he. It's obviously Rabbi Akiva. And yet, what does it say? V'ka'amar nifris alo. That if it became chaser, then the zrika is not going to work for it. So even if it's going to work for a yotze, it's not going to work for a chaser. So therefore, I retract my original statement. Samuel Abai says, Mikatani Hayatzis. He says, look, I'm not the one to defend you, Rava, but that, I don't think that you have to back off your original statement because of that diuk. It never says if it were yotzei that the rest of the lechem upon him would be kosher. Dilma hanitmes hanach sheros. Maybe if one of them became tamei, that's the diuk to make. Then the rest of them would be kosher. My time, why would the rest of them become kosher? To meratza tzis, because the tzis is meratza for them. It's a carbon sebor. Aval yotzis, but maybe if it was yotzei lo, maybe then it would taco all of them would be possible. Reb Lazar, Damrein Zrika Mal Yotze. And therefore, it could even be going like Reb Lazar that Zrika cannot be Mal Yotze, will not work for Yotze. And according to Reb Lazar, it makes good sense that if it's not, Zrika is not going to be Mal Yotze. Obedinu di Bailamis seen that it's not going to be it's not going to be kaveh the take away the meilah of kaveh the shame pigle or anything. Or bedinu di by the missing nami yatzis, and it makes sense that it could have given a case of yatzis as opposed to becoming chaser vaydik tani nifrisa. The reason it says that one of the lechem upon him broke. Hakamashman is teaching us a chiddush. Tafilu nifrisa di isay bifnim. Even if it broke, where it's still bifnim, lo mahani le aktara. Still, aktara is not going to work. Avol Rabbi Akiva, da amar zrika meolz liotzei, afil chisar nami mahani le aktara. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that zrika is going works for a yotzei. That zrika is going to accomplish to take away the meila from a yotzei. So then, even for a chaser also, the aktara is going to work. Aktara, the mincha parallel to zrika, is going to work even for a carbon that is chaser. So you cannot be medayik anything from that statement, from that price. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.